Boston is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Dum, 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 dum.
Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
Morning, Eleanor. You know what today is, Eleanor? D-Day. This is the day Miss Douglas is supposed to decide whether or not she's going to stay on the farm or go back to New York. Wonder if she'll stay. She will. She won't. She will. She won't.
She will.
I won't.
She will.
I won't.
She will.
Maybe.
Lisa, did you say maybe? I wish I knew what was going on in that silly little blonde head of hers.
Six months. I remember what Lisa said when I went back to New York and told her that I'd bought this farm. I remember the expression on her face the first time she saw the farm.
I remember your reaction when you first saw the house.
And my mother's reaction the first time she saw it. I don't know why everybody reacted that way. It wasn't that bad.
Mr. Douglas, are you awake? To find out if you were awake, Mr. Douglas. Has Miss Douglas decided whether she's going to stay or not?
I don't know. She's still asleep.
I got to know. If you don't stay, I'm going to have to look for another job.
Even if we do stay, you may have to look for another one.
I don't have a very bright future, do I? Mr. Douglas, what I can't figure out is how you ever got Miss Douglas to come out here at all.
Well, it's very simple. I just talked her into it.
Oh, Lisa, I know you love it. It's got a farmhouse and a barn and trees and land that's just made for growing things.
Why don't you fill up a few pots and bring them back?
Lisa, you know how much this means to me, don't you?
I didn't. I move in with Mother.
Try it for me, will you, please?
For how long?
Oh, just long enough to see whether or not you like it. 5 years?
Write me once in a while.
Do.
Doesn't have to be a letter. A postcard. Just so that I know you're all right.
Look, you tell me how long.
1 month.
1 month is not enough to find out.
2.
9.
4.
6.
Well.
Please.
All right. 6 months.
Darling, thank you.
Just a little soft soap and a handshake. That's all there was to it, huh?
Yep, yep. Now run along, will you?
Okay. You ain't got any idea what the final decision's gonna be.
As soon as I find out, you'll be the first to know.
Okay.
I wonder what's running through her mind.
She will. She won't.
She will.
She won't.
She will.
What are you doing?
Oh, howdy doody.
Howdy doody.
Well, what's it gonna be? Is Mrs. Douglas gonna stay or isn't she?
She will.
She won't.
She will.
She won't.
She will.
Mrs. Douglas is still asleep.
Has she given you any hints?
Hints?
Yeah, like packing her bags.
She hasn't packed her bags.
What'd you do, hide them?
No.
Mr. Douglas, we just can't stand the suspense.
Yeah, me and Ralph have to know.
Why?
Because if you're going back to New York, we'd like to get paid.
In cash.
Whether or not we go back to New York, you don't get paid till you finish that bedroom.
What's the sense of finishing a bedroom if you're not going to stay?
They will.
They won't.
They will.
They won't.
They will.
They won't.
Oh, she's awake.
Well, let's go in and ask her.
Just a minute. I'll ask her myself.
Oh, good morning, sweetheart.
Oh, good morning, dear. You look so rested. You sleep much better out here in the country.
I do? I haven't slept at all. I had the most horrible nightmares. First of a machine's in my head. Clang, bang, and then a train went through with whistles and bells. Ding, dong, and between the clanging and the banging and the dinging and the donging, I couldn't sleep at all.
Oh. You had nightmares in the city?
Only about coming out here.
Oh. Now, come, you like living here.
I do.
Don't you?
I know what today is.
You do?
Today's the 6 months day when I decide whether I'm going back to New York or whether I'm not going to stay here.
Now, what is that supposed to mean?
Let me put it to you in other words. Where are my suitcases?
Oh, now, come on. Don't tease me.
All right, I cook you breakfast.
Lisa? Lisa, don't keep me in suspense.
Well, I haven't made up my mind. It's a very important decision.
I know.
Well, you see, if I decide to stay, then you'll be happy and I'll be unhappy. And if I decide not to stay, then you'll be unhappy and I will be happy. Now, when we got married for better or worse. The question is whether it's better if it's worse for you or if it's worse if it's better for me.
Lisa, I know we'll both be happy here. Look, Mignon is happy living here. When we lived in the city, she had no place to run. Now she can run through the fields. She can chase rabbits. Mignon. Go on, chase a rabbit. Hey, come on, Mignon. That's the stuff. Enjoy yourself. She loves it here. Oh, Lisa, you will stay, won't you?
That isn't fair. You're tampering with the jury.
I'm not tampering.
Whatever you are doing, I wish you'd stop doing it because I can't make up my mind while I'm tingling.
You're tingling?
Well, that's what I always do when you kiss me.
You love me?
Because I love you.
Then you will stay?
What do you want for breakfast? Hot cakes?
Oh, no, no. Look, I'll cook breakfast this morning.
You don't know how to cook hot cakes.
Well, neither do you. I can't cook them as well as you. But
I know what you mean. I can't cook.
But you're learning. When we came here 6 months ago, you couldn't do anything. Now you can. You know how. You can't learn everything in 6 months.
I haven't learned anything.
Yes, you have. You've made a home for us. Look what you did to this kitchen. Do you remember what this looked like when we first walked into it? Dear, wait till our stuff gets here. Oh, we'll put the refrigerator there, the stove there, the dishwasher there.
Oliver, do you mind if I ask you a question?
Of course. This is your house, too.
Where are the electrical outlets?
Electrical outlets? They're always at, you'll find the electrical outlets.
There aren't any. And I haven't seen any lights. This house doesn't have any electricity.
Electricity's no problem. I'll just telephone the light company.
How?
I'm on the phone.
What phone?
On the telephone. There's a... You'll get them on the telephone. I'll take care of it.
No phone, no electricity, no bathtub, no sink, nothing.
I'm going to get all those things.
Get the phone first. Then you can call me in New York.
Lisa! You promised you'd try it out for 6 months.
Did I?
Yes, and a promise is a promise.
All right, if I promised I'd stay for 6 weeks and I'd...
No, 6 months! Dear, it won't always look like this. We'll fix it up.
paint the walls, varnish the floors. Look at that floor. That's solid oak.
Johnny! You all right?
You should see the size of this cellar.
Oliver, that's one reason I don't think we should stay here. You're always falling through something.
What did I ever fall through?
Why, the kitchen ceiling. The living room ceiling. You fell off the telephone pole.
Now, that's got nothing to do with this. Are you going to stay or aren't you?
Now, darling, you must give me some more time to think it over. I just...
Was that...
Yes, it was. It was a city dog chasing a country rabbit, only the wrong way. Mignon!
Lisa!
She won't. She will. She won't. She will, she will, she will, she will.
That don't prove nothing.
Proves I'm a better checker player than you are.
I don't care how many times you jump me, I say she ain't staying here.
What makes you so sure?
Most women ain't like us men. They can't stand the hardships of country living. Like, cleaning fish.
What's that got to do with Mrs. Douglas?
You ever see her clean a fish?
No.
See?
Well, I hope they stay.
I do, too. Maybe I'll get another chance to sell that bottom land of mine to Mr. Douglas.
You mean that piece of land that's buried under Simpson's swamp? He'd never buy that.
Almost sold it to him once.
When?
6 months ago, when he first came in here and told us he bought the Haney place.
The Haney place?
That's right.
Mr. Douglas, if you want to buy some land for speculation, I got some bottom land.
No. I didn't buy this for speculation. I'm going to live there and farm it.
The Haney place?
My wife and I are going to be your neighbors.
Has your wife seen it?
No.
Have you seen it?
Oh, yes.
And you bought it?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
What business you in?
I'm an attorney.
Maybe you could sue Haney and get your money back.
Gentlemen, this has been the dream of my life to buy a farm. Move away from the city. Plow my own fields, plant my own soil. To get my hands dirty. Sweat and strain to make things grow. To join hands with you, the farmers. The backbone of our economy.
Sam, Mr. Douglas ought to have that bottom land of mine.
Well, Mr. Douglas, all I can tell you is we'll be mighty happy to have you and your wife living here in the valley.
And he'd have bought that bottom land if you'd have kept your mouth shut.
Joe.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Say, about that bottom land you was interested in buying for me.
What bottom land?
Joe.
There you go, spoiling the deal again.
Well, Mr. Douglas, what's the big decision?
Yeah, is your wife going to stay or ain't she?
Well, she hasn't made up her mind yet.
You sure you want her to stay?
Well, of course I do.
Maybe you're going about it the wrong way. If you want to get on the good side of a woman, you ply her with gifts.
What about some perfume imported from Pixley?
What kind of a gift for a woman is perfume? How about a fish scaler?
My wife doesn't clean fish.
Told you so.
Look, let me see the perfume. What's that?
Oh, a shower curtain.
I'll take that. Wrap it up.
A shower curtain?
Well, you see, this has a special significance. When I first brought my wife out to the farm, I was showing her around the place. We got to the bathroom and... This is the bathroom.
Where is the bathtub and the sink? Oliver, how could you buy a house without sink if it had a bathtub and a sink?
Oh, I'm not interested in the house. I'm interested in the farm.
What's that?
The shower! I'll get a curtain for it.
You know, I never did buy that shower curtain.
That's what you're giving your wife to get her to stay here?
That's right.
Been nice knowing you.
She won't. She will. She won't. She will. She won't. She will. She won't.
Mr. Haney.
She will.
Any news, Mrs. Douglas decided?
No, not yet.
Well, we'll soon find out. She will. She won't. She will. She won't. I've gotten some pretty accurate forecast plucking.
Oh, come on.
I plucked a chicken just before I proposed to the little woman. I plucked a yes right out of a 3-year-old Rhode Island Red.
Mr. Haney.
To this day, I can't look at a de-feathered chicken without thinking of my wife. Well, I don't think you've got anything to worry about too much.
Yes, I wish I was as confident as you are.
Oh, Mr. Douglas, what about the grandfather's clock you ordered?
What grandfather's clock?
That one.
I didn't order that.
You will if you want to get Mrs. Douglas to stay here.
That one-handed piece of junk is going to get her to stay here?
Yes, sir. It's the one touch your living room needs to convince her. When she hears it chiming every other hour on the half hour, she'll know that she can never again find happiness in the city.
No, thanks. Ever since you sold me this farm 6 months ago, you have palmed off on me every conceivable type of worthless junk.
Such as?
Such as the Hoyt Clagwell tractor. And the generator that's always blowing up. And the hot water heater.
Well, there's always a few little things that don't work exactly right.
Here, go pluck a chicken.
Right on time.
She made up her mind yet?
No.
Well?
Not yet. Lisa?
Darling, come here. I want to talk to you. Pull up a chair, sit down. Well, all day long I've been sitting here and thinking, and the more I thought, the more I thought I should think some more. Should I go or shouldn't I? This is a very important decision.
Yes, it is.
That's why I didn't want to jump on any hasty concussions. Oliver?
Yes?
I don't want you to think that I've been unhappy here.
Well, then you haven't been unhappy.
Well, yes, I have. Well, not all of the time, but once in a while of the time. But on the other hand...
What are you trying to tell me?
Darling, I'm sorry, but I think we ought to go back to the city. Darling, you're not mad at me, are you?
No.
I kept my promise. I tried it for 6 months.
Yes, you did.
I tried hard.
Yeah, you did. You tried hard, and I'm grateful. You know, most men have dreams they don't realize. At least you made mine come true, even if it was only for 6 months.
I'm glad you're being such a good sport about it.
I'm not being a good sport about it. Let's just pack up the bags and get out of here. Sorry.
Here's your bill.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Well, it's not a good afternoon. It's a bad afternoon. Well, not bad. Sad. Yes, I guess it's a sad, bad afternoon.
You heard the news, huh?
Well, I didn't hear it. I read about it. Sam got on an extra.
This rate's an extra?
Well, people in the valley are going to miss you. I'm going to miss you. Well, in the last 6 months, I've become quite fond of you. Well, not fond. Yeah, fond. I like you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you've been a good friend. And I never will forget you, Mr.
Douglas.
No, Hank. Hank Kimball's my name. Gee, you forgot my name already.
No, I...
I'm sorry to see you go. I always thought you had the makings of a good farmer. Well, not a good farmer. Well, I mean, you took this place when it was nothing. And you made it into a... Oh, boy.
Mr. Kimball.
Oh, I just came over to say goodbye to you, Mrs. Douglas, and to Mr. Yes, sir, I sure am going to miss you people. Well, not miss you. I'm going to...
There, Mr. Kimball.
Now, Mr. Kimball, now stop crying. Oh, for heaven's sake!
Stop blubbering, Ralph, and sound retreat. On this sad occasion, we are gathered here to bid a fond farewell. Well, keep blowing.
I can't. I think I swallowed the mouthpiece.
Oh, here it is.
Oh.
On this sad occasion, we are gathered here.
Please, please. I appreciate your sentiments, but I've got to finish loading the car.
Mr. Douglas, me and Eleanor want to say goodbye to you before we take our afternoon naps. Goodbye, Miss Douglas. Mr. Douglas, I sure am going to miss you. You've been just like my own kinfolks.
Oh, thank you, Ab.
It sure is going to be lonely here without you and Dad.
Dad?
I kind of feel that way about you.
Darling, don't you think we should take Ab with us? Wouldn't you like to come, Ab?
I'll send for my valise.
Get out of there! I'll get the bags.
Oh, you've been a nice guy, Eleanor. What's going to happen to her after we leave?
Oh, tomorrow I'll take her over to the slaughterhouse and...
Slaughter's house?
Oh, yeah. A cow like Eleanor isn't much use except for a good pot roast. Probably won't be a good pot roast, but...
What's going to happen to Alice and all her little daughter chickens?
Alice will probably end up in a fricassee.
Fricassees?
Sound taps, Ralph.
Oliver! Darling, do you know what they're going to do as soon as we leave here?
What?
They're going to fricassee Alice and pots roast Eleanor.
Oh, well, we're not going to be here.
Why, they're not going to do it.
What are you going to do, take them to New York and keep them in the penthouse with
you? Well,
you
know perfectly well they don't allow them penthouse chickens, cows, and children.
I know they don't. So?
Well, let's put those down. We're not going to go. We're going to stay here and look after them.
Stay here?
Yes.
You mean stay here forever?
1 month.
3 years.
2 months.
6 months.
Well...
Please.
All right. 6 months.
Oh, Lisa, thank you. Awesome.
Oliver.
What?
How come every time I say 6 months, you shake hands with me?
Filmways presentation, darling.